Wi-Fi calling can be a lifesaver, or at the very least, kind of convenient sometimes. If you have bad cell reception at any given time, it's a good way to ensure that you can make that call by doing it over Wi-Fi, but there's a couple problems. Number one, the phone has to support it. And number two, the network that you're on also has to support it. Well, iPhones on AT&T's network have been able to do it for quite some time, and now AT&T says they're doing it with Android as well. So this starts off with the LG G4. If you update your phone to the latest software update, you will be able to use Wi-Fi calling. They say they will be adding more Android phones soon, though we don't have a list of what phones will be supported and when they will be supported. But either way, Wi-Fi calling is there you go. Google has just rolled out the fourth developer preview for Android N. This is about like the final step before the official public release coming soon. So if you have been interested in trying the beta version or the developer preview of Android N, this is about a better time than any. I would say that you need to be careful installing beta software on your main devices, but this final version of the developer preview is a better bet than the earlier one. So if you're interested, link down in the description below. Or don't. In the latest update to Facebook Messenger, Facebook is trying to reinvent the inbox. At least, so they say. Up until now, the Messenger inbox has been, well, your typical inbox. Your latest conversations in chronological order, but that is all changing, and they're trying to make it easier for you to start a conversation. So you're going to get a list of, like, the contacts that it thinks you want to contact based on who you contact the most. You would think that would kind of fall right in line with the conversations you've been having in chronological order. But what do I know? It will also show you who is online currently, and of course, it'll remind you when it's your friends' birthdays. I actually, if there's one thing Facebook is kind of good at, it's reminding me when birthdays are. But actually, now that I think about it, even if I don't remember anyone's birthdays and then Facebook reminds me on the given day that, hey, it's your friend's birthday, I just kind of just put it in my bank right up here. I don't even wish them a happy birthday, which is kind of a dick move, but at least I knew it was your birthday, right? I believe we've talked about this previously when it was in testing, but if you have no idea what this is, basically, Facebook has been testing a suicide prevention tool that would essentially just allow you to let your friend know that you're worried about them without letting them know that you specifically are worried about them. Anyway, that officially rolls out to everyone today. So let's just say your friend posts something questionable on Facebook. And by questionable, I mean emo. Something that you might deem suicidal. You might think that they're having some sort of suicidal thoughts and you're worried about them. You can report the post, and then Facebook will send that person a message saying, hey, of course not naming you in any way specifically, but saying, hey, your friend is worried about you. Are you okay? If you need to talk, here are some resources. I think this is a pretty thoughtful tool on Facebook's part, but maybe people are just frustrated sometimes and post something and they're not exactly suicidal and that could be insulting to them. I don't know. I think if you're worried about your friend, you should privately reach out to them, not so anonymously and more personally. Make them feel like you care instead of just making it random and anonymous. Periscope just got a bit more useful. I've been saying for a while that it would be easier and more convenient for everyone if Periscope streams were actually integrated directly into someone's Twitter feed, and that happened, not because I said it should happen, but it happened nonetheless, and they added a new feature, of course, that they've been testing, once again, this whole testing thing, that is rolled out to everyone today that will allow you to go live directly from composing a tweet. So when you go to compose a tweet, obviously you have your normal options, like take a picture or go through your gallery to select a picture to share, and now you have a go live button where you can go live using Periscope, and it will all be integrated directly in the Twitter app. Again, this update is both for iOS and Android, so there you go. I'm still not sold on Periscope. I get the point. I know people are like, "Job, Periscope's so cool." Okay, but I don't know. That's the noise. That's my thought process. Just those noises. When I think Periscope, that's what goes in my head. I'm like, ugh. Okay. And now for some sad news. The CEO of OnePlus, Pete Lau, is saying that they will not be creating a follow-up to the OnePlus X. Of course, the OnePlus X being the more budget-friendly device from OnePlus. It was a beautiful phone. I love that phone. I think if the specs were better, I would have gone with that instead of my current OnePlus 2. It is just a pretty, pretty phone, and it's really sad that they won't be making another one. I'm actually pretty disappointed by this. Now, I understand why they're doing it. They just didn't see them being able to move forward with that business model of when it comes to budget-friendly phones, at least that budget-friendly. But either way, it's still a sad thing. What do you guys think? Are you guys going to miss the OnePlus X? Do you regret not buying it, not giving them money to make more? I regret you not buying it so they could make more. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You took this away from me. What's wrong with you? Are you proud of yourself? Okay, that's the show. Hopefully you liked it. You learned something. Hopefully my sweat isn't too noticeable. You see, what happened was my air conditioning is broken, as I mentioned. They're going to replace a part, and that's beside the point. It was nice and cool in here. I had fans going. It was nice, and then I shut it all down to go ahead and record, and I, of course, had a hoodie on, and the lights and everything got super hot in here. Now it's like 90 degrees, and for consistency's sake, I kept my hoodie on so it didn't look weird while filming, and now I regret this whole process. I wish I could take it all back and just wear a t-shirt, because it is too f***ing hot. But I love you. Twitter, @FromPageTech. I have sweat under my nose. See you tomorrow.